the sermon podcast of Dan Roschke, pastor of Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Fairfax, Virginia. For more information about Bethlehem, visit our website at blclife.org. But now, here's Pastor Dan and his sermon for today.
Whoever welcomes you welcomes Jesus. I've had this dream since the pre and for the post-COVID world of setting up a system of Lutherans around the country who would be on a list of open homes for fellow traveling ELCA Lutherans. The connection would be through the churches. Part of a congregation's annual report to the national church offices at the end of every year would be also reporting the number of open B&B households in that congregation. We could call it the Lutheran Couch Surfers of America circle or something like that. Maybe the Friendly Lutheran Hostel Network or ELC Airbnb. Wouldn't that be wonderful if anywhere you traveled, you had a great place to stay? Not great because of the free Wi-Fi or the continental breakfast, but because you'd always be housed by friends, even if they were strangers at first. I actually believe this already exists, just unofficially, because I've tried it a number of times, and it's amazing. I have called up a number of churches over the years in the towns and the cities that I'm traveling through, driving through, and I just ask. I usually start small and ask if I could just stay in the church building. I'll explain my connection to the larger church, talk about my travel plans, that I'm looking for a place to stay, wondering if I could just put a sleeping bag in their youth room or even crash on a church pew in the sanctuary. I've done this solo over the years, and we've actually done this as a family, a little family of four before. And in the course of my request and a new connection that builds, I get to meet the pastor of that church in some form or another, maybe sometimes just corresponding through email, but often through phone and even in person. I often get to meet two or three other members of that congregation and see a new Lutheran church, their bulletin boards and their office spaces and their landscapes and their sanctuaries. I've done this, well, I was embarrassed to tell you. I've done this in Louisville, Kentucky, in Atlanta, Georgia, Amarillo, Texas, El Paso, Texas. One time we called a church in El Paso. That time the pastor, I said, you know, could we crash in your church youth room or something? We're coming through town, traveling on a budget. And she says, stay at the church. You'll stay at my house, she says. A single woman in her 50s just opens the door for us. She never met us before ever. Gives us dinner, gives us breakfast. I remember with her, she brought some toys home from the church nursery. It was a different time, of course. She brought some toys home from the church nursery, had those on the floor for our kids who were little at that time. On a different trip, we were put in touch in Durango, Colorado with an amazing family. The pastor said, you know, let me put you in touch with this family. And he connects us. This family was wonderful, had a beautiful house in the mountains. And at that time, Mike and Katie were little, and this family had two really sweet high school-aged daughters who were so excited to host little kids that the girls made up this really sweet, cute Mickey and Minnie Mouse beds down in the basement. They pulled out their old sheets from when they were little, and they made up these beds on the basement floor. And they even got a brand new box of Legos and crayons and coloring book and put them each on the kids' pillows. I mean, the Holiday Inn had nothing on our Lutheran hospitality network. And of course, our hosts always just laugh in our faces when we ask if we could give them a little money for their trouble. They laugh because it just sounds silly. It's as silly as relatives asking if they can pay you to stay at your house overnight. Jesus says today in the Gospel of Matthew, whoever welcomes you welcomes me. So put yourself in a position to be welcomed, right? That way people can meet Jesus. Do you think our hosts met Jesus through our showing up? I mean, really, think about that. I mean, we're showing up road weary, cranky kids, flustered passers through, you know, anxious about the next day, tired from the long drive this day. Do you think our hosts met Jesus through us? We have this text today about hospitality. It turns out that my idea of a safe homes network is not really new at all. It's a tame version, actually, of the type of hospitality that is always offered throughout the Middle East, both in ancient Jesus days and even today. It's deeply embedded in Middle Eastern culture to open your door, to offer food and drink and lodging to total strangers. I'm talking about offering hospitality just among us Lutherans, and I even said ELCA Lutherans, like we're a little club. But has anyone ever been exposed to Middle Eastern hospitality? It extends way beyond religious, ethnic, national, and cultural boundaries. Actually, I had a colleague once who is passionate about travel in the Middle East. He's passionate about Palestine and about taking people to the Holy Land. He's traveled by himself all over the Middle East. And on one of his first trips there, I remember he told us this story. And I don't remember the reason why, but somehow, for some reason, his lodging plans fell through at the absolute last minute. I mean, the day before he left the United States. So, in a panic, he's calling someone that he knows over there, but he's never really been there before. It's all new territory for him. He calls a friend of a friend, gives him this email, and he contacts this total stranger, literally a day before he was set to fly out, to cross the ocean and land in this completely new place. He calls this strange person, or he emails him, asks if he could stay just for a night or two while he figures out what he's going to do. Can you imagine? And this family lets him. Total stranger. At the time, he was about 25 years old. Big white guy with a bushy blonde beard and a thick upper Midwestern build to go along with his thick upper Midwestern accent. This family lets him into their home and actually demands that he be their guest for his entire stay in the Holy Land. That was about 2 months. 2 months! The town where they lived was a little town called Bethlehem. No joke. He later, but very quickly, learns that this actually wasn't just some crazy, super nice family. This kind of welcome towards strangers is cultural. He felt all special and lucky at first, like he had really struck gold, until he realizes that anyone would be treated this way. He was sure that any of us, if we were traveling around unarmed and vulnerable, we would all be afforded the same kind of treatment, regardless of our religion or anything else, if we just asked. There's a certain vulnerability in just asking, though, right? There's also a blog online that I like to look at around Epiphany season, that is in January, you know, when we reflect on the journey of the Magi, the three wise men, as they're popularly conceived. And this blog is about these three modern-day Americans who literally traveled the ancient Fertile Crescent by camelback. It was about 10 years ago that they did this, and they blogged the whole thing. It was from Baghdad all the way to Bethlehem through the Fertile Crescent. They started in September, and they got to Bethlehem at Christmas time. Really cool. Cool blog. Their pictures are astounding, but it's really the same story about hospitality as my friend who studied in Bethlehem. Here's a quote from one of those travelers on the blog. He says, "It's almost absurd sitting in these people's homes and sharing lunch with them, being offered a bed for the night and their brotherhood. This is Iraq, and if they are the enemy, who needs friends?" Again, from the scripture, whoever welcomes you welcomes me. Whoever offers just a cup of cold water. Sisters and brothers, friends in Christ, we have such a wonderful opportunity before us all the time, even now, to both give and receive hospitality. Even as simple as giving or receiving a cup of cold water. that all might look a little different in a COVID world. So we now have to think about what the COVID world's equivalent is. But the opportunity to quote, offer a cup of cold water or a bed for the night or some shade, it's all still there as much as ever. Jesus invites us again today to be on both sides, to expose ourselves to both sides of hospitality, of welcome. Discipleship's not one-sided. Have you noticed that? We're always saying in the church, Jesus sends us out as disciples to be the welcomers. But here, again, he sends the disciples to be welcomed. When was the last time you were welcomed by a stranger? So I counted this morning as I came into Bethlehem the number of welcome signs. How many times will you see the word welcome? And I counted at least 6 times, at least in 6 different places before you even step into our sanctuary, which is wonderful. 6 times you see the word welcome. And hopefully on a Sunday morning when we are gathering in person, members of the church will say welcome on top of that. And then I was looking in the bulletin, and I'm challenging the kids today just to count how many times they see the word welcome printed in the bulletin. I just started counting and came to about 6 also, coming up to the sermon, at least this far into the text. How many times do you count welcome in the bulletin? It's wonderful to welcome others, but we also need to allow ourselves to be welcomed. Ministry is really all about welcome, isn't it? Both sides of welcome, though. Being a follower of Jesus is really all about hospitality, isn't it? But both sides of hospitality. We are called to be welcomed and also to welcome others. It's a blessed exercise in humility to pick up the phone when I travel and ask for a bed for the night or for a cup of cold water. It is tough to expose ourselves to hospitality. But when hospitality happens, Christ is there. That's what's at the heart. Christ is moving in and with and around and between both welcomer and welcomed. Christ is working in and with and around and between both that wonderful church family that we met in Durango and me and my family as we crashed for the night. Christ is alive in and with and around and between both the Palestinians of Bethlehem and my friend, who they hosted. Christ was breathing in and with and around and between both the modern day 3 American wise men and every one of their hosts across that Middle East desert. And Christ is there every time you show up on either side of even the smallest act of hospitality or welcome, a cup of cold water or a kind post online, or a sweet note in the comments column, a welcoming word, an offer or an acceptance of a gift or a bite to eat or a spare bed or a coat or a respectful nod. And I'm thinking at the moment, Bethlehem family, Bethlehem Lutheran Church and Fairfax family, I'm thinking at the moment that we need to work on being welcomed way more than we do on welcoming others. What do you think of that? I think it's tougher for a lot of us to be received than it is to be in the driver's seat receiving others. You know what I mean? It's way harder, on one hand, to ask, would you host me? Or would you welcome me into your home? It's way harder to ask that than it is to say, of course I will. On the other hand, though, this is good news. Because accepting the kindness of strangers, simply showing up, opening your hands and receiving hospitality is actually way less work on our part. All you have to do is show up and ask. In other words, we need to work on doing less work. Can I maybe get an amen to that? What can we do? That's the question we're always wrestling with. I know that's true for us at Bethlehem. What can we do is the question we keep wrestling with I mean, just this week in our white fragility conversations, what can we do? I know I wrote it myself recently, just thinking about the situation that we find ourselves in this world. We're confronting racism, we're talking about it, and I wrote just a little while ago to people whose skin is like mine, I said, white people, we've got a lot of work to do in this. What can we do? Maybe some of what we can do is expose ourselves to being welcomed. There's a real vulnerability in that. Receive hospitality when it comes our way. And then, of course, Jesus says, when it doesn't come our way, what do? We move on. We don't come in anyways. We receive hospitality when it comes our way. Even ask for hospitality. Would you welcome me? Maybe that's what we can do. What would that look like? Would you host me? It's deeply biblical and theological to ask that too. That's a deeply biblical and theological question, friends. Would you welcome me? Would you host me? To open ourselves to welcome, to be welcomed, to accept the love and the grace of another. This is deeply Christian. This is what Christ does and sends us out to do too. Jesus sends us out to expose ourselves to welcome, to ask others, would you welcome me? Would you host me? Could I stay with you? Work on doing less work, hard workers. And instead, just receive the very grace and hospitality, the very welcome of God. Faith itself, you see, is a workless gift. It cannot be earned or acquired. It can only be received, symbolized in the splashing of the baptismal water, week after week. Starting at the very beginning, and then week after week. It's just so hard to get this. We need to remember this week after week. I'll say it again. Faith itself is a workless gift. It cannot be earned or acquired. It can only be received. Splash that water on yourself. Remember your baptism. Remember that all you can do is accept the welcome that God has for you. There's nothing you can do to earn it. Friends, when there is welcome, when there is grace, there is God. Amen.
Us at Bethlehem Lutheran Church, thank you for listening. Check us out again soon. And to learn more about our national church body, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, visit elca.org. Goodbye for now, and remember, God's outpouring of grace and peace never runs dry. Here's to a new day. Evangelical? That was terrible. To learn more about our national church body...
Start over.
Okay.
Is that hard?
No, not really.
Pretty easy?
Yeah.
You're good at it.